This week's twin reports on the abuses at Iraq's Abu Ghraib are reviving interest in the role the CIA played at the prison. The Army investigation released yesterday concludes that CIA practices led to a loss of accountability, abuse, and an unhealthy mystique that poisoned the atmosphere at Abu Ghraib. The CIA counters that such broad allegations aren't supported by any evidence. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The most serious allegations concern the treatment of ghost detainees, prisoners the CIA kept off the books and hid from the Red Cross. General Paul Kern oversaw the Army report.
We found and documented the cases of 8 ghost detainees, people who were brought to the facilities but were not recorded. Now, were there more? We don't know, because what we found is, without records, it's difficult to document.
The Army investigation was able to document several cases of CIA misconduct. The report describes a CIA officer brandishing a loaded gun in an interrogation room in violation of rules prohibiting weapons there. It also sheds new light on a previously reported death. An Iraqi man identified as Detainee 28 was captured by a Navy SEAL team. In trying to subdue him, a SEAL officer hit him in the head with a rifle. Around 4:30 or 5:30 a.m., last November 4th, CIA officers brought Detainee 28 to Abu Ghraib. They took him into a shower stall, and 30 to 45 minutes later, he was dead. The next day, according to the report, Detainee 28's body was removed from the prison on a stretcher so as not to attract attention from Iraqi guards or detainees. His death remains unsolved, but what emerges clearly is that the CIA was operating outside established rules at Abu Ghraib. Lieutenant General Anthony Jones is the senior investigator on the Army report. Yesterday, he told a press conference that Army guards and interrogators may have followed the CIA's lead in flouting procedures.
If they were doing interrogation operations in our facilities, then they should have lived by our rules, too. And whether or not our soldiers were put in a compromising position by seeing different interrogation techniques used.
You have reason to believe that that happened.
We have periphery evidence of that happening. We've asked them to get back to us and tell us what they were doing.
CIA spokesman Mark Mansfield admits the agency could have coordinated better with the military. He says in future joint operations, the CIA will aim for written guidelines to clarify respective roles. Fred Hitz was the CIA's inspector general from 1990 to 98. He says the CIA should also have very explicit guidelines for what behavior is allowed during interrogations.
Rules have to be clear because you're dealing with people at the worker bee level, and they need to know what goes and what doesn't go. They're the ones that are sitting over there at 3 in the morning talking to X or Y, and they want to know if this person chooses not to talk to them, what is permitted to them. And if you don't have those guidelines, then bad things will happen, as Abu Ghraib taught us amply.
The CIA insists it does follow clear-cut, specific rules for interrogations. Mark Mansfield says the agency's inspector general has a number of investigations underway, and that so far, they've turned up no evidence that CIA personnel were involved in the abuses that have become synonymous with Abu Ghraib. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.